I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton confirms a wave of national persecution of Iranian Christians.
Many other Christians in several different parts of the country have been detained by the police, interrogated, and then released. The interesting thing about this is it seems very widespread across different Christian groups in Iran. So it seems like a very concerted effort to put pressure on the church in Iran.
Nettleton believes this is due to the church's growth rate there. Pray that resources continue to reach them and that workers remain bold in their testimony. Next, time is running out for JARS aircraft supporting Bible translation. The current aircraft, Cessnas, run on avgas, a fuel that's growing expensive and scarce. JARS President Jim Akhavenko says the new Kodiak planes are the ideal missionary aircraft. Without the Kodiak, translators might not have access to remote regions, slowing translation work.
In Vision 2025, we want to be into every language that needs a Bible translation by that year, and there's a couple thousand of those remaining at least. And so instead of a 2025 theoretical goal, we would have something like 2150, and that just seems unacceptable to us.
JARS, an affiliate of Wycliffe Bible Translators, provides technical support for Bible translation. And Rick Warren, the author of Purpose Driven Life, will be speaking at the Baptist General Convention of Texas. The founder of Purpose Driven Ministries will speak on his peace plan. It's an effort to get the church to lead the way in eliminating things like illiteracy, poverty, and AIDS. Time magazine named Warren America's new people's pastor. The convention will be in October. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.